Are you a coach, consultant, entrepreneur, or small business owner ready to enhance your brand with the power of short-form video? If your answer is yes, join me for Enhance Your Brand with Short-Form Video Strategies. During this free live virtual event, I'll be sharing strategies and practical tips to help you create videos that will resonate with your target audience. Please join me on May 13th at 4 p.m., or May 15th at 11 a.m. Both times are Eastern, and you'll find links to register in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. Today's topic is being authentic on social media. One of the things that coaches and trainers talk about when they start talking about creating and sharing content on social media is being authentic. And being authentic, being you, helps build trust with your audience. Content that feels genuine and it feels like it's honest can help people get to know you. And personal stories, particularly those that will ring a bell with your audience, can help you be relatable. Mother's Day, one of those rom-coms with the ensemble cast of celebrities, was on cable the other day. And as I clicked on the channel, I stopped because I saw the beginning of one of my favorite scenes. In the scene, the conservative racist parents have decided to surprise their two daughters by visiting them for Mother's Day. They've just driven their RV across the country, and the daughters have no idea that they are about to arrive. Now, one daughter is engaged to a banker named Stephen, and the other is single, or so the parents think. In reality, one daughter has a wife, and the other is married to a person of color. Of course, the typical rom-com chaos begins, words are exchanged, and the scene ends. The parents are storming out of the house, and as they're about to walk out the door, the mom turns and says, "And I put on a bra for this?" And it makes me laugh every single time, and I'm pretty sure that any other woman watching the movie, and women are the target audience for this movie, will laugh at that comment too. The line rings a bell because we've all been there. We women have all, anyone who wears a bra has been there. Now, I'm not a big fan of the word authentic. It feels overused and inauthentic to me. But letting people get to know you can really strengthen relationships online as well as in person. Which brings me to the topic of being authentic on social media. Now, some people talk about anything and everything on social media. They're comfortable sharing their political views or talking about their nasty divorces. Now, I'm a big believer in you do you and I'll do me. So what people share, I think, is up to them. What concerns me is when some coaches and trainers push their clients to share details about their life that they are not comfortable sharing, and the trainers push them in the name of being vulnerable and authentic. To me, posts on social media fall into one of three buckets: professional, personal, and private. Now, several years ago, I heard someone talking about posting on social media in this way, and it really resonated with me. I'm certainly not the only one to talk about content being professional, personal, and private. Other people use those terms all the time. Now, I believe that each person has to decide where those lines are for them. For me, professional content is sharing useful information and advice that I hope will help people who are not comfortable on camera, or if they're struggling to come up with content ideas, or maybe they want some help in just choosing audio or video equipment. Personal content is bits from my personal life. That's usually videos of our dogs, who actually think they are social media influencers, or maybe photos of me and my husband at a football game or at a music festival. I have a friend who records most of her TikTok videos while out walking her dog. Her dog thinks she's a social media influencer too. Now, as I mentioned, some people are comfortable sharing details about their divorce. Now, that would be way over the line for me. I'm not getting a divorce, but if I were, I would most certainly not be talking about it on social media. Now, I have shared things that I consider to be private, like growing up in a family where daughters were not considered as valuable as sons, when sharing them served a purpose. I felt it was important to share the story at the time, but it's not a comfortable space for me. For me, talking about politics and religion is private too. In most cases, I avoid those topics. An exception is gun violence. I live about 30 minutes from Sandy Hook, where 20 young children, many first graders, were killed in their classrooms in 2012. So news of a school shooting always really hits me hard and has led me to occasionally post on those times about gun control on LinkedIn. I'm sure that I've alienated people with those posts, but I feel that if someone doesn't want to work with me because I support gun safety, I'm okay with that, because that's who I am. Even celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, who is known for connecting with her audience by sharing personal stories and being vulnerable. She was incredibly open about her weight loss struggles over the years. I remember when she wheeled a red wagon containing 67 pounds of fat onto her show. It was the amount of weight that she'd recently lost. However, to my knowledge, she has never shared why she and her longtime partner, Stedman Graham, have never married. So I guess that's private to her. Now, I often post about dropping out of school in my first semester of college and then going back later and getting my degree while working full time. When I went back to school, I started by just taking a couple of classes to see how it would go. When things went well, I enrolled in a 2-year degree program because thinking about 120 credits was just too much for me. Now, once I got my associate degree, I put those credits towards a BA and completed my 4-year degree. Now, the reason I share that story is to hopefully inspire people who are thinking about doing something scary, going back to school, starting a business, or changing careers, that they can do it too. And it's easier to do it if they break it up into chunks like I did. So when it comes to creating and sharing content on social media, consider which buckets are comfortable for you. Do you want to stick with professional content, sharing advice and teaching people how to do things? Do you want to let people get to know you a little bit by sharing parts of your personal life? What falls into that private bucket for you? There are really no right or wrong answers to any of those questions. What matters is what feels right to you. Thanks for tuning into The Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.